Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. On the official NAC clock, it is 12 o'clock Eastern. Let's get the latest information on Hurricane Dorian. So let's start off with the satellite, the NOAA satellites, looking at the hurricane, giving us an incredible amount of information when it comes to the structure of the storm. It really helps out with the forecast. So let's, a couple observations here. Let's take a look at it. One of them is you're definitely starting to see this eye. The hurricane hunters have been seeing it all morning, but we really, over the last couple hours, starting to see it on the satellite view, and you're really seeing it right there, starting to see the eye. A couple other observations is the convection around that eye, looking like a lot of convection, a lot of storms, which means the storm is really healthy. But here's something that's really been interesting over the last 2 or 3 hours. You know, really, you look at the upper atmosphere, too, to see the strength. You're starting to see some of this outflow in a couple different areas. Watch the clouds actually going away from the center. And that means all that energy, that warm water, the water continues to put the heat in there, and the air rises and it comes out the top. If you have a couple different places where it comes out of the top, it's a healthy storm, and that's why we're forecasting it to continue to strengthen. Still right now, 110 miles an hour hurricane, but look how far the tropical storm force winds extend from the center, and we're really looking at about 90 miles from the center. So that's, you know, starting to get pretty a little bit larger. We're starting to look at that with time. We'll see what that does later on in the forecast. But one thing that's really important to look at is the speed of the storm. Notice this is 8 a.m. Saturday. That's 8 a.m. Sunday, moving along. But pretty soon, these 24-hour points get a little closer together. That means a little slower movement. And a lot of times what we see with these hurricanes, as they make that turn, they slow down a little bit. And that's not good news. You know, that slow storm is not our friend, because what happens is you get more rain. You get more of that storm surge. You also get more of the winds, longer period of time, and that could knock down more trees and power lines. So we got to take this one serious. We are forecasting at landfall to be a Cat 4 hurricane, 140 miles an hour. Let's look at the timing on this. Really, the arrival of tropical storm force winds is an incredibly important term to talk about, because that's when we have to have things wrapped up. That means we're done with preparing our homes. It's just too windy to be outside driving, carrying plywood, or being on a ladder. So that arrival time, you know, 8 p.m. Sunday, just off the coast. This is the Florida coast. But Monday morning, tropical storm force winds making it into the coast, making it inland as well throughout the day on Monday. So we got to start wrapping things up. We got today, we've got tomorrow, we've got some time on Sunday, but pretty soon we're starting to have some pretty decent impacts. And one of those impacts is going to be the rainfall. We look at wrapping things up on Sunday. Rainfall, lots of rainfall, snow, slow-moving storm, 6 to 10 inches, maybe up into 15 inches. So a lot of rain and the storm surge. Typical storm like this, you can get over 10 foot of storm surge. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.